When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
You were my wife. You mattered.
You were my dad. You mattered.
You were my sister. You mattered.
Every life has meaning and purpose. That's why choosing a monument to celebrate the life of a loved one is so important. At Stennis Granite, our compassionate design professionals will work with you from concept to completion to tell the story of those who matter most to you for generations to come. When it's time to choose a personalized memorial, buy directly from the monument builder you can trust, Stennis Granite in East Grand Forks. Because they mattered. Learn more at stennisgranite.com.
It's now time for the Noontime News on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, FM 105.7, K289CE of Grand Forks, online at KROXAM.com, on the free KROX mobile app, and on Alexa as well. Just say, Alexa, listen to KROX in Crookston. Taking a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour. Good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says he expects special counsel Robert Mueller to have a profound impact when he testifies before Congress July 17th, even though Mueller had said he won't provide any new information. Mueller's unusual back-to-back testimony in front of the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees is likely to be the most highly anticipated congressional hearing in years. The mother of a man who drowned alongside his 23-month-old daughter while trying to cross the Rio Grande into Texas says she feels a hole that nobody can fill. Rosa Ramirez says she begged Oscar Alberto Martinez Ramirez not to leave or to leave young Valeria with her. The two were swept away by the current Sunday near Mexico and Brownsville, Texas. A photo of the discovery of their body shows the girl tucked into Martinez's shirt for protection, and her arm draped over his neck. Coming up with an emergency border aid package now moves to the Republican-controlled Senate. Lawmakers in the Democratic-run House passed a $4.5 billion package Tuesday night to provide care for thousands of migrant families and unaccompanied children detained after crossing the U.S.-Mexico border. Senate Republicans might balk at the House measure and instead push for their own bill. Time for action is running short, given that Congress plans a week-long July 4th recess. Senator Elizabeth Warren's task as the sole top-tier candidate in the first Democratic presidential debate is to harness the momentum surrounding her campaign to prove to voters she has what it takes to defeat President Donald Trump. The 10-candidate debate is tonight at 8 o'clock Central Time in NBC and other NBC networks. Trump tells Fox Business Network the Democratic candidates are, quote, a very unexciting group of people, end quote, but he'll watch because it's part of his life now. At a time when journalists are being vilified as the enemy of the people, staff members at the Capital Gazette in Annapolis are feeling renewed appreciation in their Maryland community. A year after a gunman killed five of their colleagues in a newsroom rampage, subscriptions are up 70%. And staff members say people regularly thank them for their work. Journalists at the paper say the goodwill has renewed their commitment to the community. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
When you face a big decision or have a business problem to solve, you want an experienced banker, someone you know and can trust to help you reach your goals. At American Federal in Crookston, Ag and business banker Bill Anderson has the knowledge and expertise to help you find the best solution. Expect a full review of your financials and a prompt decision made right here by your local American Federal banker, Bill Anderson.
The Art of Remembering. That's a Stennis Memorial. When the time comes, Stennis Granite Company offers expertly designed custom memorials from the smallest footstone to the largest monument. With the help of Stennis Granite, your ideas become a unique expression of the person it memorializes. Each design is custom created and handcrafted in-house. Whether pre-planning for your own peace of mind or choosing the perfect memorial legacy for a loved one, Stennis Granite is with you from concept to completion. Please view the Stennis online gallery at stennisgranite.com and trust your memories to Stennis Granite Company in East Grand Forks.
Taking a look at our present conditions right now in downtown Crookston. A hot one shaping up today. We have sunny blue skies. Our temperature right now, 73 degrees, a southwest wind of 5 miles an hour. Barometric pressure steady over the last hour at 29.93 inches. Humidity's up just a tick at 65%. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area. For the rest of today, sunny skies continuing, although there is a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs will be in the mid-80s, southwest winds of 5 to 15. Then tonight, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows 55 to 60, south winds around 5 miles an hour, shifting to the east after midnight. And then it looks like Thursday, Friday, Saturday, going to stay hot. And then for Sunday as well, could be in the mid-80s, and it looks like that'll be the case here in the low to mid-80s Monday and Tuesday as well as we get ready for Independence Day coming up and the 4th of July holiday. A lot of people taking the whole week off. Some people taking off Tuesday night, some Wednesday morning, some not taking off at all. But whatever your plans are, it looks like it's going to be a warm one. So if you are sticking around, you might want to get that the kiddie pool out and be able to cool off a little. For this weekend. We will take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the full news, including a look at our state news, our sports, our local news, and the weather. That's all going to be coming up a little later here in the Noontime News. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our state news. That'll be coming up after this from our friends at Montague's Flower Shop and Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance. Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston will be closed from June 30th to July 7th. Montague's will reopen Monday, July 8th. Steph and the staff hope you have a great 4th of July holiday. Montague's Flower Shop has a nice selection of fresh floral arrangements and green and blooming plants. Whatever the occasion, flowers and plants from Montague's Flower Shop will make it special. And please note, Montague's Flower Shop will be closed from June 30th to July 7th and will reopen Monday, July 8th. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Prue Refrigeration Heating and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Now taking a look at the state news, the boy thrown from the third-floor balcony at the Mall of America in April remains in intensive care. The Minnesota News Network's Tasha Radel has more.
In a GoFundMe post, the parents of 5-year-old Landon outlined the extent of his injuries for the first time. They say their son suffered from severe complications that have now resulted in more than 15 separate medical procedures or surgeries, including surgeries for 2 broken arms, a broken leg, removal of his spleen, procedures for fluid in his lungs and stomach, as well as for facial and skull fractures. Just this past weekend, Landon also had a stent placed in a vein that runs through his liver following yet another complication.
Still not good news from that, and I think everybody is pulling for Landon to get through that, and it's going to be a long process, it sounds like. St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss has taken to social media to respond to a New York Times article written about the city. The piece titled, "These People Aren't Coming from Norway. Refugees in a Minnesota City Face a Backlash," was published last Thursday.
It saddens me so much when I see in an article hate, when I read on social media hate or emails. I denounce that with every fiber in my being.
Kleiss went on to say, "We're spending too much time talking about people when we should be talking with people." He says he talked for a long time with the New York Times reporter, but they didn't give a whole picture of what St. Cloud is. After 4 years without an arrest, a now 18-year-old suspect has been charged in the brutal murder of a North Minneapolis activist, Susan Spiller.
This team of devoted and experienced detectives never gave up on this case.
That's Minneapolis Police Chief Madeira Arredondo. The break in the case came when fingerprints from the murder scene were found to match the suspect's. That's after the suspect's fingerprints were taken in an unrelated case.
The wait for justice can be long and difficult. The Spiller family and members of the community have waited almost 4 years. And throughout those years, they remain supportive of the MPD and the investigation.
And the suspect is charged with second-degree murder and the July 2016 death. Federal officials are weighing testimony from the only public hearing in the country on the government's latest attempt to take gray wolves off the endangered and threatened species list. The proposal would return management of the predators to the states, potentially subjecting them to hunting and trapping. Officials explained at a hearing Tuesday night in Minnesota they no longer consider gray wolves endangered, but supporters of the protection said removal is premature. Authorities are looking for a driver of a car that struck and killed the man operating a utility vehicle in northern Minnesota. The 27-year-old man was struck in Becker County Monday night in Maple Grove Township and was found unresponsive. He was taken to Sanford Hospital in Fargo, where he died on Tuesday. He has not been identified. And North Dakota's sole abortion clinic has filed a federal lawsuit over two state laws. It targets one measure passed this year requiring them to tell women they may reverse a medication abortion if they have second thoughts. The other takes aim at existing law requiring doctors to tell patients that abortion terminates the life of a whole, separate, unique, living human being. The suit says the laws violate the First Amendment rights of doctors. That is a look at our world and national news headlines at this hour.
Montague's Flower Shop in Crookston will be closed from June 30th to July 7th. Montague's will reopen Monday, July 8th. Steph and the staff hope you have a great 4th of July holiday. Montague's Flower Shop has a nice selection of fresh floral arrangements and green and blooming plants. Whatever the occasion, flowers and plants from Montague's Flower Shop will make it special. And please note, Montague's Flower Shop will be closed from June 30th to July 7th and will reopen Monday, July 8th. That's Montague's Flower Shop in downtown Crookston.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency and ENERGY STAR qualification when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, more cooling, and more clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment quickly in energy savings. Call Pru Refrigeration, Heating, and Appliance today at 281-1370 about an energy-saving Trane system. It's hard to stop a Trane.
Taking a look, by the way, that was the state news we looked at. Is it Friday yet? Taking a look at the sports, we can tell you about this. The sports yesterday, the Minnesota Twins, boy, they had a great start. And they held on for a 9-4 victory over Tampa Bay. Eddie Rosario had four hits. Willens Astudillo, otherwise known as Tortuga, added three hits, and the Minnesota Twins extended Blake Snell's troubles in a 9-4 win over Tampa Bay. Jonathan, I always say this wrong because I try to read it, Scope and C.J. Krohn hit solo home runs for Minnesota, and a big win there for the Twins last night. And you could tell it listening to Corey Provis coming home from a 12U baseball game in Fauston last night. He was excited for the good start and the strong game. And also Kyle Gibson had a solid start. Only gave up, one hit through, I think it was six innings. So he had a nice outing as well, but the bullpen continues to struggle. Also, speaking of struggling to get the game in, it was game one in American Legion baseball last night. Stephen Argyle had no problems once again with Crookston beating them 11-0. Then in the second game, didn't count in the standings. Only the first games do of these doubleheaders. Crookston and Stephen Argyle, they played to an 8-8 tie. The game was called because of darkness. There was no lights at the field, so they go home 1-1. Or if you're a Stephen Argyle fan, they went home, stayed home 1-0-1 on the day. And they won the one that matters, the first one. The Minnesota Twins back in action tonight, 6:30 the pregame, 7:10 the first pitch, and the Crookston Reds, they're at Ada to take on the A's at 7:30. The Minnesota Lynx, they beat the Indiana Fever 78-74. And let's see what else we have here. The Minnesota Wild have extended qualifying offers to seven players eligible to become restricted free agents, including forwards Ryan Donato, Joel Eriksson-Ek, Kevin Fiala to retain the rights to three key pieces of their young core. Forward Pontus Aberg was not tendered an offer, and making him an unrestricted free agent next week. And that is about it. I think in the NBA, the big news there is that the Warriors offered Kevin Durant a $35 million contract?
So he has NBA, they have player options, so I just had that $31.5 million, and he turned it down.
Turned it down, wants the big bucks, and well, right now a couple teams have dropped off since he tore his Achilles, which I think everybody has seen the video, but still, he's probably, I think he's the best player in the NBA. But we'll see how fast he comes back. But he's, I'm sure, if I was the owner of the Timberwolves, I'd be offering him anything that he wanted to get him to come to my team. So we'll see what happens. That is a look at the sports for the past week's sporting news. You can go to our website, KROXAM.com, and click on sports. We should mention this just with the Big Ten team, but also Leo Blavin's Michigan Wolverines taking the world by storm. There's a winner-take-all game three tonight in the College World Series. Vanderbilt forced the final game of the 4-1 win over Michigan last night. Michigan is playing for its first national title since 1962. Vanderbilt is trying for its first since 2014. And I think Michigan, what were they, fourth in the Big Ten?
They finished. They did finish second. They were one of the final four teams in the tournament, though.
So, yeah, it's so they barely get into the big tournament, and then they end up making a run all the way to the national championship, so playing well at the right time, obviously. That is a look, and it would be nice to see a Big Ten school win the national championship from up north. That's a look at the sports. We'll take a break. We'll be back. We got some local news. We'll have some more news from the meetings on Monday. We'll tell you more about that coming up along with the weather right after this from our friends at Hugo's Family Marketplace and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance.
In Crookston and the Red River Valley, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the Cookout Kings who invite you over every weekend for Burger Palooza. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck. Courtney and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Call State Farm agent Courtney Polkerbeck in Crookston today at 281-2234.
Stock up on beverages for the 4th of July at Hugo's Family Marketplace. 12 packs of 12-ounce cans of Pepsi products, 4 for $10. Limit 4. 34-ounce bottles of Heinz ketchup, $1.99. And Hugo's Jelly, Kretschmar, Herb, Garlic, and Off-the-Bone Rotisserie Chicken Breast, $6.99 a pound. And selected sizes and varieties of General Mills Czech cereal, 2 for $5. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
Taking a look at the local news, the Crookston Ways and Means Committee, they met Monday and was asked for their priorities for the five-year capital improvement plan, with the committee stating they would wait for the department head recommendations. The committee also voted to amend a developer agreement with Bob Herkenhoff for a twin home that was recently constructed after splitting an existing parcel. City Finance Director Angel Wiesner said that for the abatement to take effect, an amended agreement will need to be completed.
He had informed me that there was he built a new twin home, and in our previous agreement, it did not list the parcel that he built the twin home on. So we need to actually do an additional amended developer agreement that includes the parcel that he added the new town home to, or twin home, sorry, not town home, twin home.
And city staff will approach Polk County and the Crookston School District as well regarding the additional tax abatement and creating a new amended agreement. Wiesner added that there wouldn't be other changes, including the original abatement cap of $252,840. The committee was also presented with a public comment procedure referenced in the last meeting by Martin. That would be Mayor Martin. The suggestions came from the League of Minnesota Cities and state that the public doesn't have the right to participate in discussions without restrictions. Other tips include, for the public, a sign-in sheet and note cards for the individual to write down the nature of their comments in advance, a time limit on comments, 2 to 3 minutes per individual, 15 minutes total for the public, rules of decorum, comments should be respectful and not make unwarranted accusations. I think we can all agree with that one especially, but For council members will only listen, not engage during the comment time. Questions that arise from public comments will be directed to city staff or future Ways and Means Committee meeting. Councilman Steve Erickson said he believed it was a good idea to have some standards in place, but thought the suggestion of signing in and filling out note cards in advance could discourage some, adding that he believed the forum was the public's opportunity to engage with the council. Councilman Dale Stainbrook suggested, and the rest of the committee agreed, to have a discussion on the topic when the League of Minnesota Cities is in Crookston to assist with training on the new Code of Ethics and Conduct. The final item of the agenda was the committee being given two options regarding the future of the official publications for the city. As the Crookston Times recently moved to a twice-a-week publication, it creates issues with the legally required publication of notices. Wiesner gave the example that the public hearings called for in the Monday night council meetings can't be held for a month until July 22nd because of the publication schedule of the next issue of the Times happening less than 14 days, the required time for notices before the July 8th meeting. The committee passed a motion to designate the city website as the official source of city public notices, which will still need to be approved by resolution at City Council. Notification of the change will need to be duly published on each notice for the next 6 months, explained Wiesner.
We have to have an official resolution designated the city's website as our alternate publication source for legal notifications, which it will be dual posted in the Crookston Daily Times and every advertisement. It will state you can also find the information on the city's website, and it will be on the city's website.
And that is it from the Ways and Means Committee. The Crookston School Board, they met Monday evening as well and approved new flooring at Highland School. The board approved flooring where the locker bays are located on each side of the gymnasium. The board approved the bid from Coating Unlimited of Fergus Falls for $25,074, which was over $12,000 lower than the other bid. Funds from the project come from long-term facility upgrade funds and can only be used for projects that are replacing or fixing something with the same type of item, according to Superintendent Jeremy Olson.
Yeah, so what we're looking at right now is using long-term facility maintenance dollars, we can replace like for like. That's one of the rules in using these dollars from the state. And so we did get approved from MDE to use an epoxy-type flooring that replaces the current epoxy flooring that's on the Highland floor there. It's just basically to spruce up the school. You know, it hasn't been touched for probably since 1970-something. And so we just kind of feel that now we probably should do something with that floor to just kind of increase the curb appeal of our school. So the areas that we're looking at right now is in the current locker bay right off the cafeteria, and then the two connecting hallways that go from the cafeteria to the playground areas. There's two hallways, two parallel hallways that go kind of encompass the gym. And so those are the areas that we're looking at right now. Also, we're doing a little bit of remodeling to put in some locker bays / changing areas for opposing teams and so forth, just to make Highland School a little bit more user-friendly, not only to our team, our sports teams and our visiting teams, but then also use those as small group spaces during the school day.
The board approved the 20-page local literacy plan, and they approved the 5-year strategic plan that was put together with input from the board, staff, administrators, and community members. There are 4 focal points in the plan, according to Olson.
Yeah, so there's basically 4 different tenets or pillars or whatever you want to call it of our strategic plan. Obviously, there's a lot more underneath each one, but there's basically 4 concepts that we're looking at. One is communication. You know, we want to excel in communicating with our families, our parents, our staff, and our community. That's really important to us. And as we went through the process with our community, with our staff, and started to seek that input, talk to our school board a little bit, taking all that input that we had, that came out as a clear pillar of what we need to do as a school. The second one was a culture of high expectations. So not only high expectations for our students, making sure that we hold both in behaviorally and academically, but then also for ourselves as staff members. You know, we have to hold ourselves to high expectations as well. So we want to create a culture of high expectations here at Crookston Public Schools. The third one is relationships. Relationships are really important to build with all of our constituencies, whether that's parents, families, kids, and so forth. And so we want to really do a nice job here at Crookston Public Schools building relationships. So that was the third pillar. And the fourth one would be an exceptional system of support. So not only support for students from a mental health standpoint, from a counseling counseling standpoint, but also from an academic achievement standpoint. So if you look at some of the things we're doing next year, bringing in the interventionist, that's part of this. Bringing in the success coach, that's part of this. So some of these items we've kind of attacked already because we knew they were issues. Some of these items the community just kind of reinforced and reiterated to us that these are areas that we need to really focus on.
Superintendent Olson gave an update on the bus garage committee meeting, which will be held tomorrow, saying they have three plans with three different price points, which they will save to release at the meeting on Thursday. Olson said they do have those three options, though.
The first one is a metal frame construction. The second one is a stick built. So a very, and we've seen that in Crookston already, where a stick frame construction building can do a nice job for us. And then there's also post frame construction as well. Post frame construction is more typical to like an agricultural application. But again, they all three of them have to meet the same requirements and so forth for air handling, for health and safety and so forth. So we have price points now for each one of those items. At this point, I'm not going to go into the price points because that's something we're bringing out to the committee. That's something that the committee is going to have to really choose, and they will be making a recommendation then to the school board. So what we're hoping to accomplish Thursday night is to determine what makes sense for Crookston, which building type, because there's pros and cons to each building type. There's really not a right answer here. It's what's the right answer for Crookston.
The Crookston Bus Garage meeting will be held at 5 p.m. tomorrow at the Crookston High School. Of course, we'll have news from that. Items approved on the consent agenda include the resignations of physical education teacher Matthew Curry, social studies instructor Robbie Nessler, and Melanie Wall, an early childhood instructor and aide at Washington School. The board approved two coaching resignations from Tyler Brecken as a freshman football coach and Tim Moe as a junior high football coach, and the retirement of Peter Height as a bus driver. The board approved several hires with Kathleen Ryan as an interventionist at Crookston High School, Emily Samuelson as a success coach at Crookston High School, Danielle Johnson as a second grade teacher at Highland School, and Gabrielle Foti as a choir instructor. The board approved membership of the Minnesota School Board Association and Minnesota Rural Education Association for the upcoming year, and milk and bread vendors. The Crookston School Board meeting, the next one, scheduled meeting, will be Monday, July 22nd at 5 p.m. at the Crookston High School Choir and Orchestra Room. Donald Cavalier has been appointed Vice Governor of Rotary International District 5580 for 2019-2020. The Vice Governor is appointed by the past District Governor's Council or by the Governor-elect and will begin his appointment July 1st, 2019 through June 30th, 2020. The role and duty of Vice Governor will be to replace the District Governor in an event of an inability to continue in the performance of the District Governor's duties. Selection of the Vice Governor is based on the following. You shall have served as District Governor of District 5580 in the past Rotary years. Don served as District 5580 Governor in 2012-13. And so congratulations to Don Cavalier. Second time this week we've told you about a city council person representing not only Crookston, but the state or the region in their endeavors. At 9:30 Tuesday morning, the Crookston Fire Department was called for smoke reported coming from an abandoned house in Andover Township. A training fire on the second floor had rekindled and was extinguished. And at 11:30 p.m. Tuesday night, they responded to an alarm at the Care and Share in Crookston. The cause was a faulty alarm that was turned over to maintenance to get replaced. University of Minnesota Extensions is offering four University of Minnesota small grain summer plot tours in northern Minnesota in July to address small grain production issues, variety performances, and insect and disease pests. The programs are designed to provide farmers and crop consultants the tools needed to make small grains a successful crop in their operation. Tours will be in Oakley July 10th, Strathcona and Humboldt July 11th, and Crookston during Crops and Soils Day July 17th. For more information, you can contact Jared Goplin, Extension Educator, at 320-589-1711, extension 2128. The meetings are brought to you by the Minnesota Wheat Research and Promotion Council. And if you want more information, go to our website, KROXAM.com. Click on News. The flag flying over the Crookston National Guard Armory today is in honor of Wilford Suave and Ingvald Johnson. Wilford Suave was born in 1918 in Crookston. He enlisted in 1942 and was discharged in 1945. Wilford Suave died on this date in 1971 in Crookston. Engvall Johnson was born in 1896 in Summit, South Dakota. He enlisted in 1918 and was discharged in 1918. Engvall Johnson died in the state in 1971 in Crookston. Moving on to the weather right now in downtown Crookston, we have 79 degrees. We've jumped 6 degrees here since the 11 o'clock hour. We have a west wind of 7 miles an hour, barometric pressure at 29.92 inches and falling. Humidity is down at 51%. The sun rose this morning at 5:29. The sun will set at 9:29 for 16 hours of daylight. The record low, 37, set in 1929. The record high, 95, set in 1890. Year ago high, 82. Year ago low, 64. The average high, 79. The average low, 56. Yesterday's high, 78. Yesterday's low, 60. And we had very little precipitation, nothing measurable. Taking a look at the forecast for Crookston and the listening area, updated by the National Weather Service out of Grand Forks at 11:27 this morning. For the rest of today, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be sunny skies, highs in the mid-80s, southwest winds of 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms in the evening. Lows 55 to 60, south winds around 5 miles an hour, shifting to the east after midnight. Thursday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-80s, east winds up to 10 miles an hour. Friday, partly sunny, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Saturday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 90 to 95. And then Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Monday, partly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-80s. Tuesday, you guessed it, mostly sunny, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs 80 to 85. For today and tonight, a stray thunderstorm is possible during the late afternoon hours. Otherwise, no hazardous weather is expected. And Thursday through Tuesday, strong to severe thunderstorms will be possible across east central North Dakota Friday evening and again Saturday afternoon and evening. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. It was brought to you today by American Federal Bank, Stennis Granite, Montague's Flower Shop, Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, Hugo's Family Marketplace, and Courtney Polkerbeck, State Farm Insurance. Listen again for the Noontime News tomorrow.